We're focusing on Point Roberts and the difficulties that they've had to deal with this as they've been this isolated community, perhaps more than any other in the United States, for that matter, during this whole pandemic. And joining us now is Fire Chief Christopher Carlton. And good to talk to you again, Chief. We've had this conversation for a while, off and on through this thing, but it seems like it's gotten to a critical point now.
It has, for my community, obviously, the economic failures that we've seen because of this pandemic have created a survival situation for the businesses within my community. So right now, Point Roberts is in a crossroads, and with our store, advertising that they're going to be closing July 15th, if there's not some movement at the border or if they don't get additional assistance for our community by the states, or local or federal help, then we will not have a grocery store come July 15th.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, how are residents there going to sustain themselves? You can only bring so much on a foot ferry, and it just seems next to impossible.
Yeah, I mean, that's the definition of a humanitarian crisis, as I've stated before, because we wouldn't have access to food on a daily basis, and we would have to travel some distances to acquire our normal needs day in and day out. So, there's been a lot of talk about the money that's been given through the small business loans and everything like that. And again, I want to go back to the disproportionate effect it's had on Point Roberts. And, our businesses, some of them have been able to access those small business loans, but it's completely different than a business in Blaine or Sumas or Bellingham accessing, the same types of loans, because they still have flow through their businesses. They still have patrons coming in on a day-to-day basis, spending money in their establishments where their loans can go further for them. Businesses in my community in Point Roberts, they get the loan, but that loan may only last for a couple weeks because they still don't have the day-to-day commerce coming in from people from all over the county or even the state, being able to shop or eat in their establishments. So it's still very different in Point Roberts. So it's not the loans that are helping us. The loans only go so far because, again, we don't have the sustainability of commerce coming in from patrons on a daily basis because we just don't have that flow.
Yeah, I talked to Allie, the owner of the international market there, and that's what she said, that she relies so heavily on these shoppers from Canada that they're a supplier of lower mainland shoppers, and that whole clientele has been cut off from them. And as she said, that she feels that she's carried this burden this long, and she couldn't go further into debt to just to keep the doors open.
Yeah, and, Allie, the owner of our grocery store up there, she's done an incredible job for our community, and she's always thinking about our community as well. However, she runs a business, and she needs to make sure that her business is in the positive, and keeping our store open would not allow that to happen for her and for her family. So I understand the business decision that she has to make, and again, she's done incredibly well for our community as long as she possibly can. But, we're at a crossroads, and, there's been a lot of letters that have been written, a lot of things that have been, written down on paper, but there's no actionable outcomes for our community. And, the federal legislators are calling us a unique situation, and for that, we need to have very unique solutions. Because this can never happen again to our community. I mean, if we come out of this pandemic and then go right into another one, we have to have some type of solution that will support our community from this point forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our best to you, and we hope that you can get some response. Allie said she's basically heard next to nothing, at least, from the governor's office, from Ottawa, and It's just, it seems like you folks are between a rock and a hard place out there, and maybe our voices added to the chorus will help, but we'll try.
Yeah, we want to thank you for always bringing attention to Point Roberts and the difficulties we're having there. And the silence is deafening from the state government and also the federal government. Again, you can write a whole bunch of things down on papers and send letters, but if there's no actionable outcomes for that, then there's nothing really positive being done for our community.
Fire Chief Christopher Carlton there on Point Roberts. Thanks so much for joining us, Christopher.